Brother Paul plays so many lovely songs while I'm listening, sitting here. Which one of those could we sing this morning? Well, I couldn't decide, so I chose a different one. We've had this heart series that we've been looking at, and so one of our theme songs is "Give Me Thine Heart," and I think we've only sung it once or twice. So let's do that again. Number 97 in our white book, 97. As you can see, people are coming and going, but the Lord is remaining, which we thank God for. 97 in the white. Lord, we thank you that we can acknowledge that our hearts belong to you. If we've given them to you, Lord, then they're in your hands, and we day by day acknowledge that fact. I'm yours, you're mine. And Lord, we thank you that we can walk in relationship with you today. Thank you for helping us through the night. Thank you for the rich blessing that has been with us in these days. Today, Lord, we pray that fresh blessing, a fresh visitation from heaven will come to us. We pray that you'll bless our campers, Lord, as they are winding things up. We pray that you will continue to speak and move, Lord, in their hearts. Lord, let everyone receive all that you have for them at this time. Bless those that are leaving us today, and pray that you'll go before them, and Lord, help them to take with them the grace and the help that you have ministered to them here in these days. And we pray that that as they come back home, that they'll see a new path that God has opened for them. We pray, Lord Jesus, today that you will be glorified in everything that's said and done. Strengthen us and refresh us and fill us afresh, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's also sing number one, O Worship the Lord, in the White Book. That's the one of the camp theme songs, Holiness Unto the Lord, and here, Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. We'll talk about that this morning a little bit. Worship.
Glory.
We sing this song, The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we've heard it said that the Father is the first person of the Trinity, and Jesus is the second, and the Holy Spirit is the third. It almost gives the impression that they're not equal, that they're all... But I remember reading something that kind of made sense to me. It said that the Father is the first one who is revealed to us in the Scriptures. In the Old Testament, we read much of the Father and his dealings with his people. And then, when we get into the New Testament, Jesus is revealed to us. He's the main focus. And so, God has ordained, first of all, to reveal himself as our Father, and then he brings the Son into the picture, and we see the life of Jesus and the work of Christ. And then before Jesus went to heaven, he called attention to the work of the Holy Spirit. And we're living, of course, in the days when Jesus is not here on earth, and we don't see him with our natural eyes, but he comes to us through the person of the Holy Spirit. So it's not that the Father is greater than Jesus or the Holy Spirit. There's one God in three persons, equal, and yet they're revealed to us in this order. And, of course, every aspect of God is very precious to us, to know him as our Father, to know him as our Savior, and then to know him as the one that dwells within us and with whom we have fellowship. And so, I don't know, that was just a little tidbit that blessed me, and I'm passing it on to you if that helps you at all. Praise God. Sometimes I pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Sometimes I pray to Jesus. Sometimes I talk to the Holy Spirit. I don't think it matters so much. We're talking to one God. Hallelujah. And oh, he hears and he answers, and it's a great privilege to have access to him like that. Hallelujah. Well, let's continue to worship the Lord, and perhaps God will use you. This morning, we will look at a worshiping heart somewhere along the way. We've got about four more hearts, and I don't know if we'll be able to cover them all while you're here, but maybe so. And it's been a great blessing to me, this study, digging into the Word of God. And, you know, it's hard to put everything on these little pages, and this is sort of just an outline. Hopefully you'll go home and you'll look at it again and you'll remember some of the things we talked about. And if you forgot everything, then somewhere along the way these meetings will be put online, and then you can relive it all over again. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's the Word of God. We want to keep it before us. So come, let's continue to exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Praise God.
We worship thee, for thou art worthy, with humble hearts. Thy praise we sing, we bow to thee. In adoration, we worship thee.
Thinking about grandparents too, because we have a number of grandparents on the grounds who are really taking a great interest in the spiritual well-being of their grandchildren. We have Bella here, who's raising her granddaughter, wants her to get her to Pilgrim Camp so that she could find the Lord in a greater way. And we have a lady in our church, Sister Stephanie. You ought to get to meet her. She's a lovely lady, and she's working down in the cottage. She could only come a week, but she wanted to bring her grandson, Nicholas. She's the one that brings him to church every Sunday. The parents, I don't see them, and I don't really know them very well. But the grandmother is very diligent about bringing Nicholas to church, and she came to volunteer to work at camp so that she could be in the cottage with Nicholas, and he would adjust better. Nicholas is quite a cute boy, very expressive, has a lot of interesting questions. And it has been often the case in our church in Canarsie. Often when we see little children, it's the grandparents that are bringing them. We heard the other night about our sister Jody, and those two young boys there were her grandsons. She said, "My daughter's not serving the Lord." And so she has been making an effort to help the boys to find the Lord and to get into good atmosphere. So thank God for grandparents, Rachel. And they fill a very important role. And we need to pray for them. You know, the Lord, there's a reason why the Lord gave you children when you were young. I loved those days when my children were little and I can hold them in my arms. But I couldn't handle that now at 68 years old. So it was better when I was young. And these grandparents, they really go the extra mile. And they do it because they love. They love their grandchildren. And they want to see them do better maybe than their own children. Praise God. And then the grandchild can bring light and blessing into the home. Bella said the other day that it was her grandchild that said, "Grandma, I want to know your God." And that was a turning point in Bella's life. Well, if she wants to know my God, I got to get to know myself. And then she turned to the Lord and got right with God and started seeking him so that she could be a blessing and example. So we're praying for you, Bella, and we're praying for Sister Stephanie, and we're praying for all the grandparents that God will take those years of experience and the many prayers and make them fruitful in the lives of their offspring. Praise God. We heard about Zoom meetings, too. Heard a lot of things this morning, didn't we? Zoom meetings, it's interesting. We're living now in an age where we come together online very often. That's the case in Canarsie. We just have a few in-person meetings Sunday morning and then some special meetings. Most of our meetings are on Zoom, our prayer meetings, our Bible studies. And it's hard to get back to in-person meetings. People are getting very comfortable sitting in their living room in their pajamas with their hair a mess and a cup of coffee. I guess I could tell them, come to church in your pajamas and a cup of coffee, but it still wouldn't solve the problem of parking. You know, and I understand that. In the city, it's difficult. You know, when I come to a camp or even out on Long Island or somewhere, there's so many stressful things you deal with in the city that you don't deal with out there. You don't have to worry about when I come home with the groceries, will I be able to find a parking spot in front of my house to unload the car? And sometimes people, if they leave their house, by the time they get back home, the parking space is taken and they're driving around the block, trying to find a place to park. So I can understand the convenience of it, and God uses it. As Brother Stephen said, you can sit in a Zoom meeting and you can sense the presence of God, and a stillness can come over you in your home, And someone in another home is experiencing Jesus in the same way. And someone in another country or another state is experiencing Jesus in the same way. I've always marveled at that. On Monday mornings, our ministers gather. And Sister Pan Pam, or is it Pam Pan? Yeah, it's Pam Pan. Whatever. She's in China, and she joins us. And she senses God's presence when we come together. We come together in the name of Jesus, and we don't always come together physically, but we come together in His name. Sometimes, most often on a Thursday night, or I turn on my camera. People don't like to turn on their cameras. And I see the names of the people, and I see me. Well, I could be standing in front of a mirror doing that. I know what I look like. And I try to encourage them, turn on the camera. Let's make it feel as much like a real meeting as we can. I say when we sing, you have to mute yourselves because there's a delay. And when I'm leading with the guitar or singing, if someone's singing along with me, it's not in sync. But I said, as soon as we're done singing and we begin to worship, take your mic, unmute yourself. We want to hear each other worship God. We want to feel like we're not the only ones. And they cooperate that way. And so we try to make the best of what we have. And make the best use of the technology to use it for the Lord. But there's nothing like getting together. There's nothing like being together like this, to see each other, to hear each other, pray one for another. I can't put my arm around anybody and pray for them on the Zoom meeting. I can hug the computer monitor, but they don't feel a thing. And we need that. There's something different, something special about being together like this. We ought to take advantage of that as much as we can, and don't give that up. Praise God. Amen. Okay, so Grandma's in Zoom.